Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget about everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, G-E-T-T-R, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, somebody sent me a message, and I looked at it, and it said, because we talked a little bit about pre the top of the hour about what happened Tuesday. This is from Harry, and Harry is in Cleveland. Harry says, Captain, Tuesday night's big election wins for the Republicans sends a clear message to President Joe Biden and his congressional gulags. Stop.
No. It does send a message, but it's not, I'm not as concerned about Biden as I am about the activities in the House. And if you heard Pelosi yesterday, you know, they asked if they were, somebody asked her if this changes the agenda for activities in the House, and she said no.
Yep.
So that tells me that, you know, the legislative liaison between the White House and the House of Representatives, you know, they talk all the time. And I'm just going to tell you that they feel like because of what happened in the election, that they're going to escalate their agenda. They're going to try and cram things through because they don't have a lot of time.
So we heard.
Between now and midterms. So I would be looking at something like freedom tours and, you know, trying to get some of these voters really educated. And I mean educated. I know Devin Nunes has been visiting several states on kind of a freedom tour kind of thing, but this hasn't been enough, because what happened during all things pandemic and the stupidness of Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, especially with what they did with Ian Smith and the Attila Gym, which is the biggest indicator of tyrannical governorship by Phil Murphy. That race in New Jersey never should have been close. In fact,
no.
Jack Cittarelli has not, I mean, they declared, Associated Press and whatnot all declared that race over late yesterday afternoon. I would say or Jack has said, hold up, because the state of New Jersey does not have an automatic recount.
No.
The candidates can choose to do request a recount, and I believe I would, because I think there was only 1,200, as it shook out, 1,200 vote difference. So out of a state that's got, what, 4 million voters? I don't know what that number was. But, you know, we haven't met our threshold yet in trying to, you know, we're saying America's back after yesterday's voting results. No, hold on here. We're not hardly finished, and I wouldn't dare say that America is back. I think that's way too premature. We might have a step in the right direction, but we got a long way to go.
Okay, well, I just went over to Real Clear Politics, and I opened up the screen, and apparently Murphy has got a, let's see, 24,000 vote lead right now.
Well, that may be with the ballots that they have processed. I don't think they've processed all ballots, including the ubiquitous mail-in ballots.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there you go. We'll have to wait. That'll be to be continued. In the meantime, our governor, Ron DeSantis, has introduced two election integrity bills to go before the legislature in a special legislative session.
Yeah, I don't know when that session will be called in order to see what they can necessarily get through that session. But, look, California and Washington, D.C. have been two states that have been what I would call incubation centers for changing election processes. And if it worked out there with their state legislatures, then what happens? Well, then other states do it, or it gets pushed through the halls of Congress by the progressives. So Florida, interestingly enough, appears to be, thank you, Ron DeSantis, an incubation center for going the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about what Ron DeSantis wants to do to police the elections down here. It kind of makes sense to me. We'll see what you think. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, here we go. In this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, and you can go online to the website, geico.com, and get the name of your local agent, or you can get a quote right there on the website. Now, remember, besides the car you drive, the truck you drive, they also have coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV as well. And to really save money, bundle it with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. Bundle it together. You'll save a boatload of money. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, talking about DeSantis with this election integrity bill, he wants to create a full-time police unit to catch election cheats. Now, I would think that would come through the Secretary of State's office.
Well, I think it coordinates with the Secretary of State's office. But when it comes to election cheats, if you will, that's supposed to be those investigations that are supposed to happen by the FBI. Let's not forget that, during general elections, the FBI, creates these offices, and they dispatch agents into high-risk areas, would be the best way to put it. And they are the ones that are supposed to monitor and observe and blah, 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 blah. Well, I would argue that the FBI, while in some cases does some very good work, in other cases not so much. So I think that DeSantis is working to be proactive and to head off any kind of issues before you even get into an election cycle, which would include all things voting machines, all things mail-in ballots, the mailing procedures, the signatures, the registrations, you know, up front. I think he's trying to make sure that those things are cleaned up. So I believe that's really what his task force is designed to do. That's a guess on my part, ladies and gentlemen. I have not read what the plan is. So, but if he does this through the legislative process, which he would do because he's got to assign money to it, then I think some of our other states would necessarily follow suit. Let's not forget that Florida was first off to reform election a law in the state of Florida due to DeSantis, then came Georgia, then came Texas. So there are some that are taking a stand, but we'll see. You know, you can bet the Department of Justice will weigh in on this one too.
Now, we have something interesting going on in the Supreme Court right now, and it's called the Restrictive New York State Concealed Carry Gun Law, which would have a bearing on the entire United States. And it looks like as if they're going to overturn that.
Based on some of the questions that were asked by some of the judges of the Supreme Court, it is pretty interesting what the questions were. Now, what the law is if you own a gun, you can't take it outside your house, period, and report. So some of the questions were like, well, why would you, if you had all kinds of law and order and everything was safe, then, okay, fine, you don't, maybe you have to take it outside your house. But that's not where we are today. How is a person supposed to defend themselves if, you know, some kind of nonsense erupts, which it does pretty much on an hourly basis, in New York City or Chicago or Minneapolis or Oakland or wherever else? So they were asking that point to kind of drive that point home. On the other hand, I think it was either Sotomayor or Kagan said, well, we don't want guns in public events like football games.
That was Kagan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what's going to happen. But anyway, it'll be what it's going to be. And, of course, we got the abortion thing coming down the pike and all that.
Well, I mean, like in this, on this New York law, does the Bill of Rights, do our protections, are they being confined to our house now? I mean, does the First Amendment, I mean, it could have some interesting implications. Does the First Amendment get confined just to the house, to your place of business, I mean, to your place of residency? So the Second Amendment does too? I mean, that's kind of where we are. So it'll be interesting to see where this shakes out.
Now, you are an Atlanta Braves fan. Let that be stated for the public record. I like the Braves,
well,
too. I like the Braves, too.
I'm not a baseball fan because I think it's sports too slow, but I was happy to see that they won, yes.
Did you hear what they did to the Major League Baseball commissioner when he presented the trophy to the team?
I think I did.
They booed him very loudly and wouldn't stop for a while.
Yeah, because he moved the All-Stars game.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I thought that was kind of interesting. He just stood there and looked around and just went with it.
Well, what else was he going to do? First of all, I wouldn't have had him present the trophy. But
that was a mistake. You're right. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was really, you know, paybacks are hell, and that was it right there.
Yeah. Well, they Braves arrived home late yesterday, I think. So I hope they get a big parade. We shall see.
Now, the CDC is changing their definition of the word vaccine because of the COVID-19 vaccines.
I only saw the headline on that one, so I can't really speak with any kind of authority on that. But interestingly enough, we consider vaccines to always be just shots. And now there's some of these drug manufacturers that are coming out with a pill. So in other words, it's not really a vaccine, but it's more like something you would take if you don't feel well, if you have the flu or something. Maybe that's the reason that they're doing this. But again, I didn't read it, so I really can't comment on it with any kind of confidence.
Now, the mayor-elect of New York City, Eric Adams, has said that he plans on hitting the ground running and hit the reset on the de Blasio administration's dysfunctional relationship with business leaders and the police. That's extremely important if we can do that.
Well, it is. I'm not completely convinced that he has an idea of all the things that he needs to fix when it comes to New York City. But if he can just start by restoring any kind of law and order and regaining some confidence of law enforcement and all things law enforcement in New York City, that's a step in the right direction, because that would certainly help small business or any business, commerce. But he's got to really consider tourism. The city is ridiculously in debt. Remember, it was de Blasio who, took $1 billion out of law enforcement. So he can't do this without going through all the legislative process. But we will see what first steps he takes.
Steve Scalise came out and said, make no mistake about it, Biden's agenda was on the ballot. And I go back to this statement made by his predecessor.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Yep, old Joe was on the ballot, wasn't he?
There was.
All right. I will talk to you tonight, kiddo.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes about. And I'll be right back with more and the military reports, veterans and military report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes as of now over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating with supporters last night.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
A mass shooting suspect behind bars in Virginia after police say he opened fire on five women last night in Richmond. They say he shot one woman first and then four more who tried to help the initial victim. Three women died, two survived, now in a hospital. And again, he's behind bars. And this is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for the Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you and train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. By the way, the facility in Largo will be having an open house on Saturday, and I'll be there. We'll tell you all about that after they tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can train to become a certified aviation tech. Now, one of them is right down here in my backyard in Clearwater. That's also the Largo. That's called Clearwater Largo, depending on which side of the parking lot you're standing in. But that location, as well as up in Massachusetts at Concord, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So those are the two locations where you would go. and take your training to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, I strongly suggest that you take a tour of one of the facilities. Pick one and take it. So, their phone number to do that is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Go there, ask to take the tour, and you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. And their website, of course, is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, talking about the military and talking about the Fleet Forces Commander, who has been nominated as the next Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman. His name is Navy Admiral Christopher Grady. Now, I looked him up. He's got quite an illustrious record, so he would be a great add for the retiring Vice Chairman, Air Force Chief of Staff, if you will, General John Hayden. Now, he first served in the Fleet Forces role the last 3 years, and he would wind up replacing the retiring Vice Chairman, Air Force General John Hayden. We'll see how that works out. His name will be going through the Congress. He'll have a confirmation hearing. You'll be hearing all about that shortly. Now, operations readiness concerns loom are over the military's COVID-19 vaccination deadlines because the Air Force once again will offer a blueprint for how to handle troops who refuse to get a coronavirus vaccine. Now, the feds are seeking tougher sentences for veterans who stormed the Capitol. Wait till you hear this. In at least 5 cases so far, prosecutors have cited a rioter's military service as a factor weighing in favor of a jail sentence or house arrest. Now, prosecutors have repeatedly maintained that a veteran service, while commendable, made their activities on January 6th even more egregious. We'll see what happens there. Sounds like they're going to throw the book at them. Now, a platoon of Taiwan's elite soldiers traveled to Guam to receive a month of combat training with the U.S. Marines, according to a local paper report that was acknowledged by Taiwan's top defense official. Always happy to see that. And don't forget, on Tuesday, White House officials are going to unveil their new plan to end veteran and military suicides with an increased focus on firearm safety and expanding mental health options for the individuals that are in distress. We'll see what they do there, if they do anything. Now, as Iran and its proxies increasingly rely on unmanned systems to carry out attacks in the region, Israel and the U.S. have decided to step up their operations targeting the Iranian drone industry. I wonder if that means there'll be more attacks on their plants. We'll have to wait and see. Of course, months after the U.S. officially withdrew, a volunteer network is still ferrying Afghan allies out of the country, but resources and money are running out fast. So we have to do one of two things, either give them more money or give them better resources to be able to do what they're doing to get our people out of Afghanistan, which we still have people there. You betcha. Now, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks on a broad range of regional issues with the United Arab Emirates Minister of Foreign Affairs. Don't know where that's going. We'll have to wait and see. And as chief executive of the European Defense Agency in Brussels, former Czech Defense Minister Jim Zavi is taxed with running an engine room of the Block's Defense Corporation that looks like the men were states all play along with what he's doing. Again, can't confirm or deny that one. I haven't seen it. I'm just telling you what the report says. And the U.S. Senate has confirmed David Cohen, a tech executive who once served as chief of staff to the mayor of Philadelphia, to be the first U.S. ambassador to Canada. So there you go. He's going to be the one in charge of the embassy up there. We have had an assistant up there running things. So there you go. And the last of several Afghan refugee families who had resettled near San Diego only to end up trapped in their homeland during summer visits amid the Taliban takeover in August have finally made it safely out of the country, and they're back in San Diego. To that I say thank God, because those are the people you're worried about. There's still plenty of that going on, too, by the way. Now, American scientists, Army scientists, are working on a vaccine to target all coronaviruses, including mutations of the once causing COVID-19 and others that may emerge in the future. Now, they're finding data from the early human tests that are promising and expect to publish the results by year's end. This is all definitely good news. All right, let me switch over here for a second. Okay, we're going to do this 60 seconds with Todd and Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I want to congratulate Virginia. I want to congratulate the African-American lieutenant governor in Virginia. God bless you. Let me say something, okay? And you know how the Republicans used to come out and they would say, congratulate, look at them. Look at them. They don't say anything. You don't see Mitch McConnell go, what a disgrace on the border. Joe Biden's a disaster. We don't have any money to borrow from China. Who's the idiot that's given Joe Biden $1 in reconciliation? Okay, may the Lord do the same to you idiots in reconciliation trying to give Joe Biden a dollar that he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. The guy's a clown. He's falling asleep. He's incoherent. He's illegitimate, okay? You're insulting our intelligence trying to tell me that Joe Biden got more votes than Donald Trump. Okay, and let me tell all you fake Republicans something. If you don't stand with Donald Trump, okay, you know, Jesus said, "He who denies me before the Father, I'll deny him in heaven." Okay, so if you're gonna deny Jesus, then you don't get to heaven. Okay, on the earth, if you don't stand with Donald Trump, we don't want you. Donald Trump's the only guy that's ever kept his word.
All right, the computer just got caught off. So, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, how about that? Roger P. Schulman, our legendary news director here on my flagship station. All right, my conversation with Chris Markowski brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, that feels fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care Package with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. They also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. This Eric Adams, retired police captain Eric Adams, sounds like as if he's going to hit the street running because he came out yesterday and made the following statement. I'm going to read it. He says they're going to hit the reset button on the de Blasio administration's dysfunctional relationship with business leaders and the police.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot he has to do. And again, a lot of damage can be done by de Blasio before he leaves office. So we shall see. Listen, I know business. This is in, you know, the New York City area. They definitely want to get the police presence back and get things back to the way they were. I mean, your perspective here, I haven't been out in New York City in what's been almost 2 years now.
It's dangerous.
I see what happens with COVID and shutdowns and all that stuff. But even before that, I mean, it was going downhill. With de Blasio, and it wasn't good then. I mean, again, I go back to the days when place was pretty much turning into Zurich with crime rates that were at, you know, record lows and continued to set records, and it was the place that everybody wanted to be. Right now, it's a shell of its former self, and it's going to take a lot of work to bring it back.
Now, Kevin McCarthy yesterday said something very interesting. He said the Dems got a wake-up call. He said they had been deaf, and they're still going to pass the spending bill, even though they aren't paying attention to what the public just sent a message to them about.
Well, again, I don't know about the spending bill yesterday. If you actually take a look, they put the family leave back in.
Yeah.
They also put the SALT deduction in, which is a major tax cut for wealthy people living in blue states. It's basically what it is. It's a massive tax cut for wealthy people living in blue states. New York, California, and the like, you're going to get a big tax break when it comes to their state and local tax deductions called SALT deduction. I don't know what's going to get through. They continue to throw things up to see what's going to stick. I think they're going to have a very, very difficult time moving this bill forwards and trying to get it through the Senate. I really do.
Now, Ford Motor Company yesterday announced it's going to make most of its 32,000 U.S. salaried employees get vaccinated.
They're going to, they've been talking about that for a while. I'm still trying to figure out whether that's playing a part in the John Deere strike. That's taking place right now.
I think it is. Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. I mean, John Deere gave them an unbelievable deal that the union rejected. I don't know how far they're going to, think they're going to be able to push on this before John Deere says, hey, you know what, we're going to move to Mexico. But it's, they massive raise, another bonus plus raises every couple of years. And they're not talking much about the vax mandates there, but I don't know if that's playing a part there as well.
Now, Microsoft and their president said that most of the compromises downplay the metaverse hype. What's that all about? Is that talking about Facebook?
Yeah, metaverse is... it's this new era. I don't know. To me, it reminds me of that movie, The Matrix. People wanting to live in a virtual world rather than the real one. It creeps me out, quite frankly. But again, there's a lot of people that have no problem sitting on the couches putting a virtual reality headset on and rather than entering the real world. Have at it. To me, it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, there is a poll out there. It's an INITIPP poll that says more than half the people in the U.S. say Biden just isn't mentally sharp. Gee, they just wake up?
It's pretty much as plain as day, right now that there's obviously issues. And I think kind of knew that going in, but it seems to be getting worse instead of better. Joy in any of this at all. It's pretty sad, quite frankly. And, the Dems have a problem. I think that they kind of recognize they're not going to run this guy, again in 2024. Who's on deck here? Is it Kamala? I don't think so. I mean,
no.
They're going to come up.
No, it's not her. I don't know who it is, though. I have no idea.
Yeah, this guy was the, he wanted to get Trump out of office candidate, and they were successful there. Obviously, I don't think that the Democrats think that this person is the future by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, healthcare supplies and their shortages are now increasing because of the supply chain situation. That's not good.
I didn't realize that it's going to follow suit if you're getting stuff from China. I mean, we talked about that with masks during a pandemic.
Or Mexico.
The supply chain with Mexico not going to be nearly as bad simply because, you drive across the border. It's stuff that's produced over in Asia, and getting it off the boats has been the issue.
Now, the Fed says that they're going to begin slowing economic aid as inflation worries rise. What's that all about?
Well, they're going to taper their bond purchases, and there's little by little, and they said they're going to completely stop purchasing by next June. Again, that's a part of it. I mean, we're still flooding the country with ungodly sums of cash until that point in time. And what they say and what ends up happening and what they do are two completely different things. They can change direction on that in a heartbeat. Inflation is, a massive issue right now. There's way too much money float around. We could see it in various different asset classes. And quite frankly, I don't think they're moving fast enough.
Now, the cruise ships are back and they're starting to move people. And Norwegian Cruise Lines yesterday said, and I quote, "We either return to profitability sometime during the second half of 2022.
I mean, we'll see. I hope so. I mean, I think, certain people are going to get back in cruises. But, just by going around, you still got a lot of people out there that are, pretty much stuck on using their masks all the time. Those are people I don't see would be getting on cruises again. So, I hope that they get back to profitability. I do. I hope, it's a lot of jobs at stake there, but I do think that there's a lot of people completely freaked out.
Have you seen the job postings, the listings out there talking about they want people that have been vaccinated only to apply?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen anything like that. I've looked at the various different boards to see if that, that's something that they're putting out there. I didn't think you could ask somebody that question.
I don't think you can, but then again, what do I know?
No, I mean, I wouldn't think you could ask that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody could say you could ask it, but then somebody could say, I don't want to give you the answer. But that's, interesting. Again, many of these companies are looking at mandates and from the government, and they don't want to mess around with the government, and they want to comply, and that's the direction they want to head in. I've never gotten my arms around the fact that somebody being freaked out over somebody else not having a vaccine when you're already vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here comes the music. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up there in the frozen tundra.
Oh, not frozen yet.
It's cold, though.
A little bit cooler, that's for sure.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. See all the different things that he's got going around. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.